Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So Yankee fans know the math here. All right, the Jays have lost 4 or 5. Yankees are 2 out. Yankees obviously have 6 to go. If the Yankees go 6-0 and the Jays go 4-2, then the Jays would win the division. If the Yankees go 5-1 and the Jays go 3-3, then Toronto would win the division. So still the math not really in the Yankees' favor. They've made it interesting. They've been playing well. But the Jays probably still a pretty good grip on that division.
Yanks called some. They basically had a win out. Now, we could get more into them a little bit later on, but obviously they're going to be a postseason team, and really that's the primary thing. Here, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking Giants football to start. You mentioned it, BT. We'll get into the Jets coming up in a little bit. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the L.A. Chargers and the New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Steve is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning. First time talking to you guys.
Nice. Appreciate the call. What's up?
Thank you. Listen, just give me a minute here to say what I got to say on the Giants, please, okay? Listen, you know, to me, and I get it, I'm just one person, but it doesn't matter who the starting QB is. It doesn't matter who the Giants signed for defense. It doesn't matter that we have two studs and Neighbors and Scat. None of it means a hill of beans if the coaching staff is just not doing what they're supposed to do. It begins and it ends with them. And hopefully soon we see the end of a coach who, in my opinion, okay, became who he is because of Josh Allen. Not the other way around, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You got a defensive coordinator who is not even in the middle of the pack and an owner who's never been able to sign proven coaches because he still thinks coordinators could turn this around. Look at the facts, guys. Joe Judge was hired because he's a guy who knows a guy. Dable was a guy who coached a guy. And meanwhile, you had Harbaugh out there, and you've got John Gruden, who I know is gushing over Jackson Dart right now, gushing over this kid. And we need to stop with Lionel, okay? Because for the last two games, his team looked like they turned it around. And they've absolutely played much better than we've seen in years. Joe Shane is nothing more than a snake oil salesman who, in my opinion, this guy's a car dealer only with a fancy suit and a tie. I'm a Giant fan for over 47 years, guys. And this is the most pathetic coaching staff that I have ever seen and I ever thought. And I thought Joe Judge held that dubious distinction. And all those fans that scream at Dave all this, you know what? I tip my hat to them. Every one of them was good. Because you know what, Mara? If you're listening, which I doubt, you're an owner. Bro, own. Make the executive decision. Stop it. Well, it's not the Giants' way. The Giant fan is tired. Bro, I am sick and tired of watching the same garbage in and out. I have never seen Kansas City Chief fans at that stadium than I do Cowboy fans. Guys, I'm so...
Yeah, you got a bad line there, Steve. There. Good stuff.
We feel it, Steve-O. There's no doubt. I mean, listen, this is year 4 for the head coach here, and let's just call it for what it is. You take away Wink Martindale, and that 1 year then when they were together and the Giants did well, and I understand what happened with Daniel Jones that year. Daniel Jones obviously ran the ball well, protected the football, whatever. But without Wink Martindale, I mean, he's an abject failure as the head coach of the Giants. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my issue would be that the offense has been so, so bad. Like, there's different levels to being a bad coach. Guy doesn't have total control. Maybe he's not dealing with the media the right way, not developing the players the right way. For a guy who's supposed to be an offensive guy, by the way, they could have scored a lot of points and still been a bad team. That would have been somewhat acceptable or at least understandable. Like, all right, well, he's an offensive guy, can't get the defense together. You know, the special teams have been a disaster. They make it hard to score points in the NFL where the league is set up for the offenses to succeed. And yet consistently for 4 years, the Giants can't score touchdowns. And when they do, the off chance that they do score a touchdown, they can't get the extra point. I mean, my God, it shouldn't be that hard. We've heard the excuses, the weapons here, they don't have this, they don't have that. I mean, it's been 4 years. What I will say, though, is that it's not, to me, this has not been the worst that I've seen. Like, think about what we've seen with McAdoofus, Shermer, Judge. Like, it has just been one. They're all, to me, in my mind, equal disasters.
Yeah, I mean, the one difference, so they're not losing 40 to zip anymore at home. That's the progress.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Right, they did, but they don't score. You know, it's amazing. Like, you think about all the teams in our city, and there's always either a player or a point of reference that we point to that encapsulates a very rough period. Like, you can think about the Mets. You could say Madoff. You can say Yankees. A lot of old timers say like Horace Clark. You've heard the old timers say that, the Horace Clark era. You know, from a Nick perspective, I mean, it's been most of the century. You could say Phil. You could say Isaiah, and yeah, we all know what that means. Really, from the Giants historically, it's always been a reference back to the 1970s. Oh my God, remember how bad were the Giants in the 1970s? Comically bad. This is the 1970s. That's what people are missing. I've actually looked at this in years past and looked at the 1970s, the wins, the losses, the point differential. This is the 1970s.
Yeah, it's been ugly for the Giants, so we understand.
I don't think it's ever been as ugly, Sal, as it's been these last X amount of years in Giants history. That's what I think people are kind of glossing over. It's just not, it's not bad relative to the Giants championship standard. It is bad to the worst years of the Giants ever.
Yeah, I mean, and then you throw in the success of Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones elsewhere. That really, we're hitting new lows every year. Hey, maybe there's the savior there with Jackson's Art. Joe is calling from Boston, Mass. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Yeah, I mean, last night is just same stuff, different day. You know, I'm beyond that at this point. It's almost like it doesn't even hurt me anymore. But if we take a step back, and BT, I called you before the draft, this is an owner issue because these guys should have been fired. They should have never had a chance this season in Shane and Dable. Because now, if you look, like, Shane's drafts in 2022 and 2023 have one player that is contributing right now in Kayvon Thibodeau. The rest of those players are all busts. And now, they've put the organization in a terrible position where these guys are going to be gone at the end of the year. I don't think, I mean, it's, to me, it's almost a guarantee. And now you're going to have Jackson Dart with a new offense and a coach and a GM that didn't draft him. We're going to be in the same position that Dable and Shane were when Daniel Jones was here, where they inherited him and then they signed him to a contract. They're going to be in the same situation. John Mara, to me, does not get enough criticism in this town because Woody Johnson on the other side, I think, takes a little bit of that spotlight away from him. But he has been awful.
He's been getting knocked around. Joe.
His decision-making is awful.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Last couple of years, you know, John Mara has been absolutely crushed. He really has been. And that's why I said to start the show, the Giants have been very good at one thing, and that's complicating things for themselves, where one decision or one indecision leads to downstream a more difficult decision. It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some good and some potential in some of the moves that he's made, but then he can't stick with the guys because public pressure, because the results aren't there, and it's just been one disaster after another. We talked about it last year. That was the time to me to cut bait and have a clean start without Shane and Dable and without a quarterback at that particular point.
Yeah.
They loved the draft last year. They thought they were closer this year. Like, I mean, it feels like it's an impossibility for this team to win a freaking football game.
It is.
Should be that hard.
No, it is. I can't prove this, but I think, and I'd love to really, truly know this answer, not that we ever will necessarily. Did he bring back Dable because he really, truly believes in him? Or what I tend to believe here, and what I've always surmised, is that he brought him back because he's very aware of the volatility within the coaching ranks. Like, he's very, like, the stability with the Giants, which was something that was always there, has eroded, and they've almost become like the Jets. And in that, you know, higher fire, higher fire, higher fire. And I think he was just staunchly against that happening. So was it belief in Dable or just not wanting to be viewed as a circus?
Well, I'd like to ask them, why didn't they hire Gruden? Why didn't they hire Harbaugh? Why didn't they do whatever they could to get Sean Payton? There were options to go get real head coaches, and they continued to try to get coordinators. I'm not trying to disparage Dable, who was the coach of the year his first year, but, like, come on.
I know.
You go get, this is New York. Go get a known commodity. And they're afraid to do that. And why do you think we're here 4 or 5 years later, 6, 7, 10 years later, whatever it's been, since we've been going through this mess with McAdoo? It's been over 10 years, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.